Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Boozer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Boozer. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Callison moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Phillies. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Spangler scores. Runnels moves to third. Staub moves to second. It's 3-1, Phillies. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to home to get Runnels. Staub moves to third. Wynn moves to second. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bruce, and towards Lillis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Emery pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Cal Emery is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Emery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Art Mahaffey now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Callison moves to third. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Art Mahaffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Staub. Mahaffey moves to third. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bruce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Lillis, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's 5-1, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Staub reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Warwick moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Dallas Green now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Warwick scores. Wynn moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 5-3, Phillies. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Demeter strikes out. 1 out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Umbrick. Dalrymple moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Amaro is walked intentionally. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Gonzalez chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Dalrymple fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dalrymple. Wynn goes all the way around to score. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 5-4 Phillies. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's Phillies 5, Astros, 5. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis bunts towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Spangler is walked intentionally. Howie Goss pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 4 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Gonzalez moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro misplays the ball. That's an error on Amaro. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Wynn. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dalrymple strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Amaro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a line drive towards the mound. Woods Hick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-5 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 5 in the game. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Callison moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spangler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Woods-Hick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Demeter strikes out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Clay Dalrymple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaro is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Amaro strikes out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 6 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spangler is walked intentionally. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Hal Woods-Hick. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fazio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Callison strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sievers for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Wes Covington pinch hits for Don Demeter. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Covington is walked intentionally. Frank Torre pinch hits for Earl Averill. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Wes Covington now playing left field. Tony Gonzalez now playing center field. Bob Aldis now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Amaro strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez who is chasing the ball. Bateman reaches third base with a triple. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lilis is 0 for 5 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Winefields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Temple is walked intentionally. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Temple moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.